I was practically raised here, but I went down there to get her.
Uh-huh.
That's just across the river. And believe it or not now, it shows you how times have changed. I crossed going over there, horseback on a ferry boat.
Hmm. There was that much water in the river, huh?
Yes. No bridges to cross. And then when we moved back, we came back to Oklahoma in 1912 and we crossed Red River and it was about half full on a ferry boat. We drove the horses on the boat over on the south side and then taken them loose from the boat.
Uh-huh.
And I held them. The wagon stood and I think she stayed in the wagon. And he rowed us across.
Did you live down in Texas?
She's raised there.
When you married her?
Married her there.
Did you live there or did you just go?
No, we didn't live there, but we lived there from October to January, didn't we?
This coming October will be our 50th wedding anniversary. Mm. 50 years, that's a long time.
That's what he told me. That is indeed. You're certainly lucky.
We attended the celebration about 3 Sundays ago, 3 or 4. 3 Sundays. Them people been married 60 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long, long time.
By today's standards, you know, that's practically unbelievable, the way they marry and divorce.
They live right back here.
You were born in Texas, is that right?
I was born in Texas, she was too.
Where in Texas?
I was born in Limestone County, she was born in Montague County.
And that was 1886?
When I was born, and now what year was you born?
1894.
She was born in 1894 and I was born in 1886.
When did you come to Oklahoma?
It was in January of 1912.
You lived down there all that time, or?
No, we wasn't there long. See, just from October to. I was born there, and I never spent over 4 years in Texas. Only about down there about 1 year, a year and a half before we married in Montague County. The rest of the time, I've been in Oklahoma, and she's been here ever since then. Since 1912, but I was here long before that.
And then you went down to Montague County and you worked there, you say, about a year and a half?
Something like that before we married. I worked for Wiley Cox, made one crop for him, didn't I?
Oh.
And it seemed to me like I did, and I know I did, and I come back to Oklahoma and stayed a while and went back.
And where in Montague County did you work?
Well, about 2 miles due west of Montague town. It's a very old town, and it's one of them towns got that square, Courthouse Square.
Those Texas towns seem to have those.
Yes, sir. You see, it was the county seat. It's pretty well in the center of Montague County. There was two. Well, you might say there's three pretty good little towns, much larger than it. That's St. Joe and Bowie, Texas, a great big town. Then we had that Bowie town, Bowie, Texas, kind of south, and it was west, a little bit south. No Corners, a big, nice, new town. I come to oil fields since we married all around. That was, how far is Montague to No Corners?
We went the same distance from Montague to No Corners.
12 or 14 miles?
11 miles.
And your father's name?
Mine?
Uh-huh.
Felix Houston.
Was Houston his last name?
No, that's his middle name. That's his last name.
And what was his occupation?
He is a farmer.
Do you know where he was born?